We're like gold diggers, tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every lad and girl, we hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. It's for one common people. People wouldn't have no money. They're supposed to find it where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you. Both the rich and the poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon to you, and hello to our friends from outside the four walls of the studio, whether you're within the country or outside, listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Sunny Side. The sun rises here, and it's exactly 15 minutes past 12. This very beautiful Monday afternoon. My guess is that you had a very beautiful and rewarding weekend. Life's good, and so are you. Well, yeah, you're still Nigerian while everything around you changes, like you're getting older. You're changing your diet. Maybe you fell ill, have recovered. Your children are growing. The dollar against the naira dwindles even further apart. What else is happening? Maybe now you have constant electricity. Yeah, you're probably one of the lot who have access to clean water. Let's not talk about the price at which that comes to you. And then maybe you have expressed your frustration at the rising cost of petrol price, and sometimes you're not even sure what's next to happen to you. I mean, you're not even quite sure. While every other variable is moving, either for the better or maybe for the absolute worse. Yeah. There is the unchanging fact that you're still very much Nigerian. All right. Now, I hope this meets you well. I hope radio meets you well this very beautiful Monday afternoon. Okay, so first things first, I want to talk about something that pretty much happened last week. It happened last week, but I didn't quite make it a conversation because, we had other things on our plate. So this is a good time to talk about it. I was hoping, or maybe I'm still very much within hope, that Nigerians at this time of the year would have opened up maybe the conversation, or at least moved towards having a candidate for presidency in the year 2023. I don't know why that hasn't happened. Really, I thought about it over the weekend, and I was wondering, why isn't that happening? Why can't we say that that is happening right now? Why isn't there, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like maybe not necessarily a campaign, but maybe at least a conversation around whom we believe is someone worth the accountability that the people have for the longest time sought after. Well, that's very much somewhere in the wings. We're not necessarily sure in what direction that's going. But here is something that I think we can use as a reference point this afternoon. And this is not necessarily one of many cases where money's been given one friend to the other. No, this is not one of those type situations. This is something that I think happens every now and again, so there's really no need to read meaning into it. But I must admit that quite a number of people have read meaning into it. Some believe that there is a writing on the wall, and they're actually trying to give language to the writing on the wall from this singular gesture. So first, this afternoon, we're going to talk about Tinubu giving 50 million naira to his friends in the north. There's also the fact that he's not the only person who, in recent, particularly this year, who have extended such a gesture to friends. Governor Wike did the same thing. I want to know what Nigerians think about things like that. I want to know what you think about it. There's also the consideration that some Nigerians believe that there has been occasion to consider, say, the plight of those here in the south as against the plight of those in the north. And this is not necessarily, you know, a rift between south and the north. It's that people are reading meaning into it. And as Nigeria Info, giving you a platform to be heard, I want to know what meanings you have read into it, or whether you would at this point read meaning into it. That's something we'd consider our first hour. Second hour, we want to consider resident doctors planning up a strike come 1st of April. And no, it's not April Fool's Day game. They have a litany of considerations that they want the government to pretty much consider. They're asking for something. They feel the government hasn't necessarily taken them maybe seriously or catered to them as best as government can. And for that reason, resident doctors are choosing to embark on a strike. We're going to consider that from the 1 o'clock hour. And then after that, we're hoping to speak about small businesses, SMEs. Actually, we had someone scheduled this afternoon, but I don't think that they would be ready given their schedule this afternoon. But we could talk about, you know, Nigerian businesses and businesses that need loan. Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about businesses that need loan. How much you need for your business. Yeah, that. And then And I think, you never know, an investor could be listening and might want to extend to you some kind of seed investment to help your business. That's for half two. This is Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the lords of logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce.
Minutes past 12 this very beautiful Monday afternoon. Welcome to radio. So Nigerians, welcome to the platform where you can be heard. Now, a number of things have happened to you, or say to us as Nigerians, and God help us, pretty much has been our response to many of the things that are, say, maybe outside of our own control, and things that things that maybe in the immediate go over our heads or maybe overwhelm us. We just take time back to maybe have a rethink, re-strategize. But we have been on the re-strategizing part of ourselves for the longest time. But yeah, maybe it's certainly something worth the time, because, you know, if you're going to go forward, if you're going to lunch, it's necessary that you understand where you are going, if you should go, yeah, and who's with you. All right. I thought that this was very interesting. First, given the fact that, one, you can't quite tell a man how to spend his money, you know, like, you wouldn't be telling me how to spend my money. But given that this is politics, yeah, so that's really, really what's given us, you know, the little suspicion here. Politics. All right, first, I mean, you would remember that, what, the last year? Yeah, 2020 particularly, or say the end of 2019, we had things like fire outbreaks, destruction. In fact, I think one of the ones that, you know, one of the situations that broke my heart was the Abule Ado explosion. You know, I thought that that was very, very traumatic, even for me as an observer. Because, you know, how do you explain that you wake up to life today, but circumstances outside of you determine whether you stay or you go, whether you live or you die? I remember, you know, the governor even wanted to have like a fund opened up for them. He wanted the population to kind of contribute to the victims of that situation. Properties destroyed, lives destroyed. And I mean, it's anybody's guess what their lives have become given what you would expect since the incident that happened in Abule Ado. Now, there's been that. There's also this Shasha crisis that happened in Ibadan. There's also the situation with the Akeson market fire that happened in Oyo State. Even with that, we can also say that the federal government, you know, came into the situation and handed some building materials to the Oyo State governor. There's also the issue of, if you remember, the market, Balogun, there was a situation at the Balogun area where, you know, properties were destroyed, goods burned, quite a number of markets burning. And then Dugbe Market, who remembers that? Yeah. In Ibadan as well. Properties, goods worth millions of naira, you know, raised by fire in Dugbe Market. And then we got talking about this, and it's the fact that the national leader of the All Progressive Congress, Senator Bola Ahmed Tinubu, donated 50 million naira to the victims of the Katsina Central Market fire incident and called for the reopening of the market to enable traders to resume commercial activities. Simple gesture, probably something you'll do for a friend, isn't it? Yeah, but some are persuaded by the fact that it's more a political thing. You know, he needs... So this is how the conversation is going. Why didn't he do it for... Hold on, are we off on a break? That would be a yes. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, chew on that, because you'd have an opportunity to speak on the sunny side.
Activate. We are Radio Active on 99.3, Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
And the telephone lines are just about open. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Yeah, welcome. Before the break, yeah, we're asking you to see whether you can, if that is a gift that you have, read the writing on the wall. Yeah. Okay, so it's the fact that a few days ago, Tinubu announces 50 million naira donation for victims of the Katsina Central Market fire. Yeah, and then it looks like what it looks like, a gesture, yeah, to commiserate with victims who have lost something. But it's not ending, and I mean what people have been able to extract by way of views, opinions. Some say, well, yeah, a good man with some money doing the Lord's work. Some say, don't be silly. But there's a little bit more to that, don't you think? Otherwise, how come not much of him is seen when it comes to his charitable aims down south here? Well, I don't know what you think about it, but remember that it's his money and he can choose what to do with it. If he does something with it, how? He does what he will with it. 0700-993-993-993. We're looking to 2023. And of course, as expected, would be your suspicions, your iffy suggestions, opinions, your misgivings, and every political bias known under the sun. Welcome to the sunny side. To ladies and to gentlemen, my name is Joyce. Welcome to Radio. Let's talk. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Joy.
You're Nigeria Info. Do you know that?
Yes, yes.
Please, would like to hear your contribution, Joy. Please go ahead real quick. Lagos is calling.
Okay, please. I'm not calling on that. I just want to know how I can place adverts in your station.
Oh, sure. You're going to have to call our numbers. Yeah, is that okay? If you would give me a minute, I'll send that to you over the air in a minute.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you? Welcome. What's your name? Good afternoon. What's your name?
Chris.
Turn off your radio and speak up. Please speak up. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Judge. My sister. Good one.
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio.
Yeah, I'm off there. Why must he be Katsina State, Joy?
Maybe that's his best friend.
I understand it's in Kano. And because I pass through his front gate, I see a lot of people.
Have you turned off your radio? This is so bad.
I'm not there. I'm out there.
Okay.
So why are they, those people there, what are they doing there? Casinos. How many million did you call it?
50. Just 50.
Why now?
Why not now? What's your fear?
You want to get to the villa?
Is that what you think?
You remember what Onyedi Sowunke said?
What did he say?
He said he will not smell the taste of that place.
Huh?
Nigeria has enough of all this deceit. I mean, deceit, or what do I call it? 50 million to Kasena.
Yeah.
And that's where the president comes from. The Abule Edo bomb blast, you mentioned. Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead. Hello. Hello. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Sorry I lost you. If you can make it back, 01465-7190 and 0700-993-993-993, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. If there's a writing on the wall, can you read it? Hello?
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah. I'm James.
Turn off your radio, James, and go ahead real quick.
I don't have any quarrel with anybody helping his brothers anywhere in Nigeria.
Okay, beautiful then.
If he has so much goodwill to help people now in the north, there have been issues happening in the south. The Barapa people, like we have people in Oyo State that have fled to Cotonou now. He went there to talk to some people there, but we never heard that he helped them. So he should not make this a political thing. He went to Katsina because of that is the president's state.
And it's not necessarily a political thing. It might just be that you have a sentiment. You might just think, oh yeah, this looks a little tricky. Looks political. Is that what you're thinking?
You will take note of that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Could you speak up for us? What's your name? I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio.
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
I can hear you, good day.
Welcome, what's your name?
Yes, my name is Don Armstrong.
All right, thank you very much. If there's a writing on the wall, is it possible that you can read it, interpret it?
Yeah. So I'm calling to speak on the issues of Tinubu raising.
Go ahead.
On to Katsina market bond orders. But I also want to shock you that 2015, when the election was in March, he was a supporter of the APC.
Nice.
And Governor Rotimi Amaechi and the lad of Atiku Abubakar. And he was asked ransom to be refunded 3.something trillion naira after the budget was raised of 8.6 trillion. There, the party stayed up to this extent and they are in trouble. And the same person is now stepping on the podium in a way that the president should feel that he's a supporter of this. So if definitely the government is giving to this very hand, that means suicide will be committed in Nigeria. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let the people talk. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon, John.
Welcome. What's your name?
Chukwuma Colin.
We're happy to you called in. Go ahead.
Thank you. John, he has an ambition for that 50 million donation.
What do you think the ambition or intent of that could be?
Yeah, it's obvious that it's 2023, coming 2023.
Okay.
Have you
thought about the possibility of that, and what's your reaction to that?
Well, I have thought about it for several occasions. You know? Yes. And the answer is that he has an ambition for in contesting for 2023.
Okay. You think so?
I think so.
All right. And is the does the possibility sit down well with you?
You said?
Does the possibility of that sit down well with you? Are you accepting the possibility of that?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Course. Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio.
Joyce, my line dropped.
Okay.
Like I was saying, the Abula Edo bomb blast the other day. How come he didn't donate money to them? Hello, Joyce.
We're listening to you. Please go ahead.
The one at Ibadan, is it Shashabi? The one that happened in Ibadan the other day. How come he didn't donate?
What if I suggested to you that he can spend his money how he chooses?
Mm. Yes, he can spend. Well, what happened to those places? That's why I'm asking you. Just by his back door here, then all the way in Katsina.
Okay.
Like I said before, Nigerians, the ball is in your court.
All right.
If Nigerian presidency has become, maybe, I don't know, what do I call it? Because Buhari has been a president. So everybody from all corner want to be president of Nigeria. Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead. We're listening to you.
Everybody want to be president of Nigeria.
Are you included? Would you love to be the president of this nation?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to be.
All right.
Like I said, Oye Zewunke has said it. He will not smell the gate of Asu Rock. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Hello. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah. Hello. Good day.
Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Abdullah Ganil by name.
Thank you very much for calling.
Now, my own suggestion is that we know them very well. They have been there since 99. Both PDP and APC. We are all wasting our fucking time by saying we have up to date, we don't have light, no water, no petroleum. So what are these people coming there to do? What are they still doing there? And the people will just be saying, we the voters are the main problem of ourselves. Because we know these people very well, they have been here going up and down, recycling them. If you have a son in the school and he has spent 8 years in the class, he cannot promote, then why are you still promoting that kind of student?
You know, just before you called in, a gentleman actually said that he had thought about the possibility of, say, for example, Tinubu in office 2023. Somebody, and he says it's okay.
Somebody who has pocketed Lagos, so he wants to pocket the entire Nigeria into his pocket again. Who created an area boss? Who created all this different gangsters?
You seem very displeased.
You are such a kind of a person to leave the country? Eh? No, let us be very frank. Let Nigerians be very straightforward. Now he has started putting all the stolen money out now. And is this the time for that?
So no. He went to visit his friends and he had to extend some kind of concern, and monetary concern goes a long way, given that, you know, lives and properties, well, at least properties, were destroyed.
All these things are political gimmick, not any other thing but political gimmick. This man doesn't have the quality of president.
Oh, okay.
You know, most of these people that are ruling us, they don't have the quality. This is how they come to be. Yeah, I think you can see the system now.
Oh, well.
He has been moving up and down, pushing all the stolen money away from there. Where is the money?
So if this were a writing on the wall, what would you call it? How would you interpret it?
That is my own interpretation. That
all
these
right.
things are political gimmicks. They are
all right.
trying to maneuver themselves into this step.
Thank
again.
You. All right. Thank you very much. Just, you know, we're glad that you are aware of what is happening. Good afternoon. Turn off your radio, lady. Tell us your name.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Sorry for the radio.
Thank you. What's your name, lady?
Zeno.
Okay. Go ahead.
I call this the finish. I call it the finish. You know why?
No.
Because he knows that Lagos is under his under his claws. You understand? That's why a lot of bomb blasts in Lagos, nobody, he didn't go to see them. Like the last two callers said, he didn't go to see them. He feels if I don't give them, I give them. Lagosians will deliver to me. Do you understand?
Mm.
All the way to Katsina, you're dashing them. Meanwhile, people that this thing happened to, people died, even the school is destroyed. Where the Reverend Sister passed on, trying to save those children. He didn't do anything. Just because you want the Northerners to support you.
You think that's what this is? You think it's a chess move, a political chess move?
All I'm saying right now is Joyce.
What are you saying?
If they give you, collect. Nigerians, if you're giving, collect. Send the money, is our money.
Wait. Did you just say if they give you, collect?
They should spend it. They want to spend the money. The casino people, didn't they collect? They should collect the money.
No, of course. I mean, why not? Why shouldn't they? Their properties were destroyed. Absolutely.
Here's our property. Did we have the destroyed properties here in Lagos? We did. Saloons, because I know people living in that area. Their houses, some houses that they just built, all destroyed. you traveled all the way leaving Lagosians because you know that by the time you release your boys, they will deliver to you. That is
all right.
Very insensitive.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
I'm Joyce.
What's your name?
Thank you very much. You have me. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Okay. Go ahead real quick.
Yeah. Remember that every other bona fide Nigerian has the right to seek for any elected office in Nigeria.
Any elected office?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Just like any other Nigerian is entitled.
Okay.
It's left to Nigerian either to vote for him or not to vote for him.
Mm.
And all the people that are making noise that he told this, he told that, none of them can prove it. They are all just because of malicious mind. They make that.
Wait. Prove that he made a donation?
Yes. If he make a donation, does that mean that he stole the money?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Just like you now, if they invited you to a place and you go there and you decide to donate, will I sit down in my house here and say you stole money?
Mm-hmm.
When I have no proof?
Yeah.
So, Tinubu for me is 100% qualified to stand for elective post, whether as president, as governor, or whatever office.
Okay.
That is my take.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Oh, well, we're happy to have you here, and good afternoon to you. What's your name? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Justin.
Welcome. If this were a handwriting on the wall, Justin, how would you interpret it?
I'll confess that it's more of a political matter.
Why do you feel so? Why don't you think it's a gesture of love and kindness and humanity?
No. Remember that of Abdullah that everyone has been talking about. He did not do anything. That, as soon as it is not the first thing that happened to Nigeria as a matter of insurgency. So, it's open secret that the young man is highly ambitious for presidency come 2023. But I think Nigerians, they are wise now.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
thank
I
you.
I buy the idea of...
Yeah, real quick. You have 10 seconds.
I buy the idea of that woman. I said, if they give you collect, for those that will collect, because as for me, that peanut is nothing.
We're going to talk about that. We will talk about that. 99.3 Nigeria Info, off and a break. We'll be... Hold on, is it time for that? No, we still have about 10 more minutes. Sorry, I lost you. All right. So Nigerians, look, I think at some point, maybe not today, I would love for us to speak on the fact that you say, or at least you believe it, that's why you say it, if they give you, take. I want to understand... Look, I think I understand the poverty of it. I think I understand the socioeconomic story surrounding that. But there's probably a moral angle to it, a psychological one. And it's something that I'm hoping that maybe on Wednesday, on language and interpretations, we can try to analyze. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't know what it means. I think I'm looking for meaning. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome to the Sunny Side. So, you have heard about a few things, so we can call them disasters, yeah, because that's exactly what they are, if they destroy lives and properties. But some Nigerians are persuaded to believe that a gesture to donate 50 million naira to victims of Katsina Central Market fire incident is something that looks like a chess move. So I'm submitting that to your interrogation to know what you have to say about it. Are you persuaded likewise? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. What's your name? I lost you. Hopefully you make it back. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
The sun is here.
What? Well, sorry, bring it back. What's your name?
I said the sun is here.
The sun is risen. Welcome, Val. We're happy to have you. Your line's breaking up.
The gesture of every capitalist, okay, has a selfish interest with there's something to benefit. It doesn't just give out things like that charitably.
You don't think this is a charitable gesture?
No. What they're doing is they're strategic their strategic things that they are going to do in order to sway or to buy over people at areas where they expect a large turnout of voters. Okay, strategic areas like this, Northwest and all that. So apart from that, you're still going to hear more places like Jigawa, places like Kam, places like Pasta. You're likely going to hear more because they're trying to buy over or sway voters to their own part. So it's just part of the political strategy.
So you think this is a political strategy? I really think Nigerians need to know what this is, because in determining your future, you need to understand what processes are in play.
Yeah, these are part of the processes. They start, they become relevant in your face, or they appear to be relevant in your face, okay? Support projects, charitable projects, things like that. I see their interest is for the needy or the poor. But at the end of the day, it's how to suck them off their resources, suck them off their votes and all that. That's what they're looking for.
Sounds like an act. Yeah.
He has the right. It's free, but we have the right to choose.
Sorry, bring that back. He has a right to do what?
He has the right to contest.
He has a right to contest. Right. Beautiful.
Yes, have the right to choose.
We have a right to do what? Sorry, your line is breaking up.
I said we have the right to say yes or no, whether
Beautiful.
We want to be there or not.
Beautiful.
So it boils down to us. The only thing we need to do is we need to put our papers down, mathematical papers and all that, start calculating how we're going to manipulate, how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that, the right people to pick, the things you're going to look out for, your priorities.
Brilliant.
And everything you require and all that. That's what we need to do.
All right.
Eyes open, as all.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the awareness is necessary. The conversation is needed. This is Yemi from Lekki. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have your Nigeria info.
Hello, Sister Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, you know what? I can see these scrolls of corruption on the move. They begin to fly.
Really? You
these
think
scrolls
so?
Scrolls of corruption.
Don't you think this is a humanitarian gesture?
Beyond that. It's absolute corruption on the move. But you know, Joyce, I really sympathize with you.
Why?
Because we have been captured. We have been captured as a people.
No. There is the illusion of being captured. Then there is the truth about that. I don't think I have been captured. I still have free.
I can determine what I want.
You can.
Beloved, what I would suggest, just get a one-way ticket out of this great country. One-way ticket.
Oh, dear.
Since 1999, listen to me. Since 1999, I've been listening to Tinubu. I can never understand. I can't comprehend his English. He's not worth to be a president.
Wait. You can't comprehend the English. Is it that it's complex, dialectic?
You can't comprehend it. You can't understand it when he talks. It's not audible. It doesn't communicate.
Maybe you don't turn up the volume. Isn't that something?
Are those the qualities of a president that can lead a massive 200 million people? Moreover, it's just not it. It's corrupt.
Corrupt. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I mean, next time, consider turning up the volume. I don't know if that's something that you overlook. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, Udo. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio.
Well, I want to contribute to the word that I suggested.
Look, heaven allows you to contribute, but turn off your radio.
My radio is off.
All right. Go ahead.
Now, what happened in Kasina? Is it concerned the president of the federation or it concerned the individual? That is my first question. Second question, is it what happened in Ogun State? Is it not what is happening in Nigeria? That he went to contribute money for Kasina. And he refused to contribute money for it.
He did not refuse, but you know, sometimes he put his money where his heart is, something like that.
Yeah, it's for my own thinking and for my own what I'm getting. And this is kind of politics, this is kind of corruption that is going to start in 2023. And simple thing that if you continue, if they didn't allow us, the youth of Nigeria, to speak, it will happen more. And I want to say that in Nigeria, I don't know the reason that you don't have free speech. I mean, you with youth.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what happened last time. Youth want to speak, that he doesn't like what is happening in Nigeria. They came and kill us. They come and make us. They come and make us become, we just like smell. When we get some small town, we now pull in.
Yeah. Okay, so these are necessary questions to ask, but you can't change it from the outside. So meaning that the young people who are futuristic in their thinking would have to vie for office. When you get into office, then you change some of the things that you feel need to be changed. Yep.
Where they're not giving us the chance to enter the office and see whether we can do the work or we cannot do.
That's a good question.
Or we can change the situation or we cannot change it. Why is it then the first time, then the second time from DP, APC, from the PDP, from DPD, the council? Why don't they give us, the due chance? Let them give us the due chance.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad that you're asking all these questions. The conversation is needed. Hello, Victor. We're happy to have you here.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
How's the day going?
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm just wondering whether you have any skill to read a writing on the wall and what you would interpret the language to be.
Well, my take on this is that the man is a capitalist and whatsoever he wishes to use his money for is his own dream. So I don't see why we have to complain, and I feel it's not...
Nobody's complaining. You're missing the point. Nobody's complaining. We're asking you to see whether you can interpret this. Is this a gesture of someone who's good-hearted, or do you think it's political? Strictly that. Nobody's complaining. It's his money. He can choose to make a pillow out of it.
Yeah, I sense a political undertone on that.
So are you... Why did you miss the point initially?
I was trying to...
Get it's okay if you favor him. There's no problem with that. But, you know, you also want to stay straight. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I sense the political understanding, but my own is that when it gets to the time for vote, if he decides to contest, he has the right to contest, but if he decides to contest, we as the voters, we have the power to say...
Do you know that, by the way? Do you really understand what the power is? Do you understand that you have power?
I do very well. I do. But just that sometimes it does not... Does not favor me. Each time I try to, like last election, I try to not vote for any these two major political parties. I try not to vote for any of them. But at the end of the day, they all seem to find their way to taking the vote. So sometimes I get freaked out about.
You get frustrated. Voting. Yeah, but yes. If you stay true to the cause, you crack that wall. Just stay the cause. Don't give up.
Maybe next 2023. I hope I vote. I don't vote these two guys, these two parties.
Beautiful, beautiful. So this is really why we're having the conversation, to not necessarily sway you in any direction, but at least you're aware and you have information to support your position. Yeah, that.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right.
Bye-bye. The Sunny Side, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're on The Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. Hi, 9.3 Nigeria Info. I initially, had planned a different topic. I wanted to speak about the kidnap situation and the fact that students of agriculture, we spoke about that topic, I think, 2 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago. Yeah. And I was trying to find some updates about that situation. And they're very much still within, kidnappers' den. And then, I also heard that some other people got kidnapped again last week. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, yeah, let's have a conversation about this. I'm also hoping that the government is having, a conversation about how to bring an end to this. This is certainly no way to live life. Well, that was the plan. That discussion or that conversation was what I intended for today. And then I realized that resident doctors in Nigeria have resolved that something must happen April 1st. And you know what? I thought you need to put yourself in their shoes. First of all, you must put yourself in their shoes. And then let's see whether we understand where they're coming from. I mean, there are two ways to this. It's either they are bringing this up at a wrong time, or maybe the government owes it to them that they be well taken care of, at least based on what they have asked within their list of demands, for that to be one less thing to worry about on one hand. And then on the other hand, we can deal with other issues. And the problem with having issues unresolved is, for example, in this situation, I think we have maybe up to 10 things that they're asking for. So I'm wondering if the government had taken this seriously. You remember sometime last year we also had a conversation about doctors going on strike during the COVID period. Some of you thought, well, they're being unreasonable. Why would they want to go on strike during a pandemic? It's not necessarily the most sensible thing for them to do. Well, that was just last year. And here again, 2021, another issue about doctors intending to go on strike makes a comeback. And then you think, it doesn't quite appear that the issues of last year have thoroughly been dealt with. Otherwise, why is it on our plate again this year? Well, this is the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. You have the platform where you can speak and be heard. Ooh, and you know what? It's a long list and I'm going to saddle you with it. I promise to hip it all on you so that you can understand where the shoe hurts. At least, you know, remotely. Yes, on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome if you have just tuned in. So here it is. The Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors have resolved to commence a total and indefinite strike April 1st, 2021 by 8 a.m. if the federal government refuses to accede to its demands. Now, then you wonder, so what are they asking for? Well, let's just get to it. They say that they have unanimously agreed and intend to proceed on a total and indefinite strike April 1st. And here are their demands. Follow me. Immediate payment of all salaries owed to all house officers, including March salary, before the end of business day 31st, 2021, March 31st, 2021. Next, immediate payment of all salary arrears, including March salary, for our members in all federal and state tertiary health institutions across the country. Upward review of the current hazard allowance to 50% of consolidated basic salary or salaries for all health workers, and payment for the outstanding COVID-19 inducement allowance, especially in state-owned tertiary institutions. All right, we're moving up with them. They say abolishment of the exorbitant bench fees being paid by our members on outside posting in all training institutions across the country with immediate effect. They add another pointer. They say payment of salary shortfalls of 2014, 2015, and 2016 to our members in all federal institutions, including state-owned institutions, as earlier agreed. All right, we're moving up with them. They say payment of death in service insurance for all health workers who died as a result of COVID-19 infection or other infectious diseases in the country. Another pointer, universal domestication, implementation of the 2017 MRTA by all federal government and state-owned training institutions to ensure proper funding of residency training in the country as stipulated by the Act. They further add immediate payment of 2019, the balance of 2020 and 2021 medical residency training funds to our members, including those under state government employ. Another pointer, immediate implementation of September 2017 Memorandum of Terms of Settlement between the National Association of Resident Doctors and the federal government of Nigeria in order to bring lasting peace to the health sector and curb the ongoing ugly trend of brain drain from the health sector. All right, you noted that. Another one, immediate review of the Act regulating postgraduate medical training in Nigeria in line with international best practices to remove the unnecessary rigors in residency training in Nigeria, one of the factors attributed to brain drain in the health sector. Another pointer they raise, immediate commencement of employment into all government-owned hospitals to improve service delivery to Nigerians, enhance residency training, and curb the attendant brain drain in the health sector. They also add, we also demanded the reintroduction of medical super salary structure and specialist allowance for all doctors as already approved for some other health workers. They will go a long way to ensuring peace in the health sector. And isn't it very interesting that they use the word peace in health sector to suggest that something that looks like, say, non-physical violence is ongoing? Another pointer that they raise, the NEC unanimously demanded for the sack of the registrar of the Medical and Dental Council of Nigeria for failure to demonstrate competence in the handling of the central placement of house officers. This will give room for smooth operation and implementation of the central placement of house officers without further delay. And finally, they add, finally, NEC reiterates her commitment to the smooth running of all tertiary institutions in the country and the provision of specialist health care to Nigerians, but urge the federal government to urgently meet the above demands in order to avert this avoidable industrial action. Ooh, all right. So if this, well, actually they say if all of this doesn't happen, 8 a.m., April 1st, no games. The Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors have resolved to go on strike. Well, it's a long list, really. It was actually a mouthful. And I tried to share that when I thought it was necessary that I shared it with you. It's again just telling you, well, yeah, they want to go on strike. They're probably bored of work and maybe need a holiday. And given the fact that vacations are not necessarily something you come by easily these days, well, yeah, this is them out of nothing to do wanting to go on strike. Well, no, that's not the case. Something is the issue. Well, like some things are now the issue. 0700-993-993-993. And it's interesting because I want to ask you then, well, you have to support them or maybe you don't. But then the federal government, this is pretty much on their table. We do not want a situation. First of all, this whole brain drain thing has been a conversation since God knows when. And it depends on who you ask. Many people are willing to admit, many doctors actually are willing to openly admit to you, look, if I get the opportunity, I'm out of here. That shouldn't be the situation. That should not be the situation. Because honestly, psychologically, what that is or what that means is, except maybe you're in the hands of a doctor or a nurse or say a health worker who has good intentions to thoroughly pay attention and care for you as a patient. Otherwise, they're in a hurry to get done with you and on to the next. I mean, there's no enjoy. They don't enjoy the work anymore. I thought I read a headline somewhere where the president said something about health workers and maybe their attitude is really the reason for. I'm really going to retrieve that headline and share it with you. The president actually had something to say specifically about the situation within the health sector. If you can help me out by, you know, if you think you know what I'm talking about, I'll appreciate that. And it's that because there's no heart on the job anymore, people get impatient with it and then get impatient with you. There was a time I hated nurses. So I went to the hospital to see somebody, and I saw the way, you know, some nurses spoke to patients, and there's no other word, it's just wicked. And then for years, if you know, I was a young woman and I'm growing and I'm thinking, if once I heard you were a nurse, I didn't like you. I didn't care if you were Muslim, Christian, whether you had the spirit of God in you, whether you have saved lives at the risk of losing yours. Once you were a nurse, I didn't care. And then, of course, it took some information and some education to understand that. Well, not everybody's like that, truthfully. But also, maybe these people are going through something that make them act the way that they do. I mean, there is no justification for it. But maybe we can demand the best of them if we're not necessarily giving them the best at the federal level. So 0700-993-993-993. One Nigerian problem at a time. On the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Let's talk about it. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Frank is here. Welcome to radio. How are you? Good afternoon.
How was your weekend?
It was beautiful. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, this is Mr. Frank from Odualaba.
Thank you very much, Frank.
You see, I like the novel you read for the demand of these resident doctors.
Really?
But I have a problem with it.
Oh, why?
Yes. Because now they will do gra-gra-gra-gra-gra, they want to go strike. Tomorrow now, somebody will come and say, okay, call off the strike, we'll see to that. They will call off the strike. Tomorrow they will come back again.
why not do this thing once and for all? Because if these people stubbornly blunt their minds and say, this thing must be done, even if they are being threatened to sack them, sack us if you want to sack us, or otherwise, settle us.
Oh.
You say that these people will come out and pay them.
Okay.
But tomorrow night, you see somebody come out and say, call off the strike, or if you did not work, no salary, they will be afraid, they will call off the strike. And this is not how it's supposed to be. Once these people be on this strike now, Nigerians will come out and help them.
You believe, you support the strike?
You see, he didn't hear what I said.
I mean, I thoroughly do. I mean, given what you have said, it would mean that you support the strike.
Yes, let them go on the strike.
Beautiful. Let's hear Lagos Nigerians talk about it, because,
Let them be on the strike so that these people pay. It's not easy. Are you getting me?
Yeah, thoroughly.
It's not easy. Being a front worker, you are anywhere you see human, they will be bringing. If you go to hospital, you see that these people are suffering. Then you not pay them. You'll be vanishing billions. Look at the people that is working, saving the life of the Nigerians that you say you want to rule. People are saving their lives. You will not be paying.
All right. Think I lost you. But look, thank you very much for calling. Marshall is here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side, Marshall. How are you? Good afternoon to you. Can you hear me, Marshall? Hello? I have lost you. Hopefully you can make it back. 01-465-7190. Look, if you're a medical practitioner out there, if you're a medical practitioner out there, I want to hear what you think about this. Really. I mean, first, I think you support the strike, except you don't. I remember we had a conversation right here on this show about COVID-19 allowance, medical allowance, for health workers. And someone, I think quite a number of, doctors called and said something like, we get it. But it was at some point 5,000 naira until it was reviewed. And even after it was reviewed, some doctors said, well, look, we didn't quite get that review figure. Yeah, so we're still on that old figure. We didn't quite get the reviewed one. Some said, well, yeah, we got it. So it would appear that things are moving, but not moving in uniformity. This conversation was had last year. There is the brain drain that is a conversation we should have at a federal level. And I don't even know whether you understand the seriousness of that. But this is the sunny side. Let's talk about this one before us. Good afternoon. We're Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sorry. What's your name?
Yeah, kind of. My name is Ola Yinka.
Yinka, we're happy to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I don't know if you can allow me to speak on the first issue.
No. We're done with that. Friday.
All right.
Friday.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Okay.
One of the key things is that concerning the issue of the strike and then the...
But you didn't turn off your radio.
Okay, sorry.
You know too much to not do that.
Oh, sorry for that.
All right.
Is it okay now?
Yeah. Just turn it off so, and it's good.
Yes. So the point is that I don't know if this cannot be solved once and for all. Things will continue to repeat itself year in, year out. Even if it is an issue in the country, and the so-called people in charge, they will go ahead and embezzle the money, do everything, and they will put the people that are working on the front side of this for workforce some challenge. I don't see the reason why some people have been there, but 363 or so ever House members and there's over 190 men senators have their car, have their world, everything. And we are the ones that just pay for their school fees or their children, take care of their house and everything. And it's all cost for the medical doctors, the teachers, and every other ones, they suffer. I think it's unfair.
Do you support the strike? Now, I have to also consider patients in the hospitals as well.
I support the strike 100%.
Oh.
But my point is that they must know what they are doing. If they are fighting for the cause for the staff, then they must off.
They shouldn't go back until all of their needs are met.
Certainly. So let's start this thing once and for all.
All right.
They are going on strike today. They are going on strike. They will resume back next time. What are they? Some peanuts have been given to them and they will turn back. They're just trying to, call the mean. They tree on the. But they need to deal with the source.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Go ahead, boss.
Another vote for doctors and this planned strike. Good afternoon to you, Richmond. We're happy to have you.
Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Richard Emmanuel.
Welcome, Dr. Richard.
Yes.
You're calling from Gombe State?
Only from Gombe State, yes.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
Info up. Yes. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Please go ahead.
Okay, so I think the strike is timely. Nigeria Association of Resident Doctors have applied a lot of patience, and over the years, a lot of issues that the government refused deliberately to resolve. Joyce, could you imagine that the hazard allowance paid to all Nigerian doctors is currently 5,000 naira?
Is it still 5,000 naira? We had a conversation about this last year.
5,000 naira. What they did last year was to review it during the COVID.
Exactly.
COVID-19. Yes, and they called it COVID-19 hazard inducement allowance.
Uh-huh. How much was it?
It was 50% of basic salary.
Okay.
Yes. So they paid for April, May, and June.
April, May, June.
Then in July, August, September, they said that they don't have money to pay, that we should sit down and negotiate with them for a permanent hazard allowance, which they refused to do up to today.
Really?
Yes, exactly. You know, people don't have the clear picture of what's happening.
We don't have a clear picture. That's why I'm happy you're calling in. By the way, are you a resident doctor?
Yeah, I'm a resident doctor. I work in Gombe. I've been working in Gombe for quite some time now. So, and it's important that people should understand what is happening.
Please.
Doctors are exposed to a lot of hazard in the hospital. So currently, last year, about 3 or 4 doctors died in my center. 2 of them died from COVID-19. And nobody has said anything about their families. Nothing has been paid to their families. They are still there. And the government promised that they're going to pay allowances for them, pay them what they're supposed to have paid.
Yeah.
But they refuse. They refuse to pay it today. And the truth is that the level of care that patients get in the hospital has drastically reduced, because this thing has some psychological effect on these doctors. Imagine being working for several months, like in Abia State. Some of them have been there for 20 months, no payment.
Ooh.
No salary, nothing. Some are still look at health officers. These are the first people that attend the patients in the hospital. They are not being paid salary. So how would they work?
Wow.
How work in this kind of harsh conditions?
So you support the strike. You're solidly behind the strike to get the government to do what must be done.
This strike was supposed to be around January.
Okay, hold on a second. Please hold on a second. I want to go off on a break. I don't want to lose you. Otherwise, you can call me back, all right? Please.
Okay, hold on.
Please. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side with Joyce. Good afternoon. Do I still have a doctor here?
Yes, I'm still online.
Please, thank you so much for waiting. I thoroughly do appreciate it. You were saying, please go ahead. So you stopped at where you said that the hazard allowance, COVID-19 inducement allowance, was only paid for 3 months last year.
Yes, please, April, May, and June.
Please go ahead.
Yes, so what the government did was to assure resident doctors that after the first 3 months, that initially they said they're going to pay for April to September. That's April, May, June, the first instance.
Yeah.
Then July, August, September. So after the June payment, they reneged. They said no, that they don't have money for that. Instead, it is better for us to sit down and then negotiate a new permanent hazard allowance, which our members, officials, have engaged them several times, and they refuse to sit down and settle this matter once and for all. Until now, the July next meeting we had in Owerri, mm-hmm, was when the strike was supposed to hold. But because of a lot of plea, people say, okay, this is just the beginning of the year, let's just give time. And we gave time. Up to now, they refuse to do anything about it. And this is not only COVID-19. We have other illnesses. Lassa fever is there, killing our members, and nobody is saying anything about it, for goodness sake. So I think this strike is timely. I hope that the people will understand. It's painful. I also have relations who are going to benefit from the negative impact of the strike. But there's nothing anybody can do about it. We've virtually exhausted all avenues to resolve this matter.
Okay. Yes. So I want to ask you about this insurance thing. As a medical practitioner, do you have health insurance?
Currently, no, we don't have health insurance.
You don't have health insurance? So if something happens to you now, you're paying out of pocket?
That's exactly what I'm... We have national health insurance scheme for everybody. We have national health insurance scheme for everybody. Everybody assesses that. But what we're talking about is, if you die in service, they assured us that they're good. They have engaged some insurance company.
Yeah.
That will help.
Yeah.
But
death in service insurance. So there's no death in service insurance.
Service insurance is not there. It's just audio. Nobody is saying anything about it.
We have two, one of my colleagues who died last year about from COVID. Nothing. Nothing for the family. And several others who died from Lassa fever and other infectious illnesses. So this is exactly what we are doing.
All right. Yeah. I mean, thank you very, very much for calling. I thoroughly do appreciate it. At least you have given us some insight into what is happening, why this is necessary at this point, even though it hurts on both sides of the divide. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. If you have just tuned in, well, glad you have just tuned in. Apparently, something can go down between now and the 1st of April. Resident doctors want to go on strike. We have just spoken to a doctor right now on the show, calling all the way from Gombe, and he doesn't want the situation to play out as it is, but unfortunately, this has been a conversation long overdue, and they want the government to do something about what they have the amended. I have Mazi Ude on the telephone. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? 0700-993-993-993. So, well, Nigerians, now you must speak on this issue, whether as a doctor, as a practitioner, or, you know, as a Nigerian. Now, there are patients to consider. And remember, sometimes the situation is an emergency. 01465-7190 on the sunny side. Let's talk about this one and how it might just hurt everyone involved. Well, that's if the government sees it that way. Good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
This is
We're happy to have you. Good afternoon. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, just please. Salary of presidency doesn't delay. House of Rep doesn't delay. Government doesn't delay. It's only the common people that have their salary delayed. Now, my own opinion in Nigeria today is that let everybody go strike so that these people can be able to fix Nigeria. But if
you're breaking up.
I never fix this country. That's the best thing to do. And people working, and there's nothing for them to show. And others are not working and eating the money. It's too bad for the elders. This is not, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. How are you?
How are you? Fine, Joy.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you so much.
We're happy to have you here. Please go ahead.
Thank you. You mentioned something that somebody should help you out with a topic in the paper. I just want to help you out on that topic.
Oh, sure, please.
All right. It is yesterday paper on the Punch, back page of the Punch. Our president, he gave a kind of clarification why leaders are going to abroad for medical, reason, for medical treatment.
Oh.
A lot of people condemn it. But our president, President Muhammadu Buhari, said because the staff of our medical line, they are hostile.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Exactly. He said they're hostile. Yeah.
You understand? So our president, for goodness sake.
Thank you. Exactly.
Our medical staff, they are hostile. What made them to be hostile? Is that a normal language? Is that, in fact, I mean, assuming that we have a kind of, functional, NLC, labor union. The president should apologize to the health workers. What brought about the hostility? Are they taken care of? It's not expected from the president.
Well,
so
there you have
I
it.
Want to help you out.
Look, I'm so grateful that you were kind enough to call in with that assistance. Thank you very, very much for calling. The sunny side, exactly what I wanted to recall. And yes, I got help. Needed help. Yeah, the president believes that, the medical practitioners are not necessarily the finest people on the face of the earth. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 01465-7190 and 0700-993-993-993. Look, I actually forgot to ask the doctor because I had been keeping him waiting for so long. You know, this issue about payment of salary shortfall, 2014, 2015, 2016. Wow. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Resident doctors are choosing to go off on a strike April 1st if nothing is done about their demands. Well, the people must speak, and let's do that on the show. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name?
My name is Femi, and I just want to be part of this program. I need to paint a picture. I just left the hospital. I was in the hospital for like 8 days, and I need to tell you some of my experiences as regards doctors and nurses.
I'll appreciate that.
Oh my God.
these guys are really, really trying. I really don't want to mention the name of the hospital.
Is it a federal hospital, state hospital?
It's a state general hospital.
Okay.
You know, over the weekend, at least Saturday, Sunday, there was just one doctor on duty.
Sorry, what?
I'm telling you, see, I left the hospital. I was on admission for 8 days. I left the hospital last week, Thursday.
What?
You know, I've been admitted for diabetes. Over the weekend, one doctor, and it's this same doctor that would do ward round and at the same time attend to emergency.
In Lagos?
Not in Lagos, in a neighboring town. To be specific, Ogun State.
Ogun State is actually
one
populated.
One doctor.
Ogun State is actually populated.
Doctor. You know why how I got to know the drip they were giving me? Because, I don't know, the thing wasn't flowing again. And they needed the attention of the doctor to set the line. So the lady now went, that's the nurse, now went to look for the doctor. It was just telling me, I was in pain. So it was now telling me that, see, I have to just take it easy. He's attending to some emergency. They brought in some people on emergency that is attending to them, that I just have to take it easy, that very soon you will be back. It took like about over 2 hours before the guy can, you know, come and attend to me. What am I saying in essence? These people are suffering. They are short-staffed and it's part of their demand. They should recruit more hands.
Yeah.
So I support the fact that they should go on strike. But my problems and my worries about them is, see, let them be like the lecturers. If they will shut down the hospital for 2 years, so be it. Let them do what is needful. The lecturers, okay, COVID inclusive, they went on strike for like about 10 months, if I'm not mistaken. Now they are ready to go back on strike. Let them do same.
All
right. Let them do same so that at least we can have not just, you know, hospital, but a better one for that matter. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling and giving us that feedback. The Sunny Side, if you're listening to radio, well, we're sharing the Nigerian reality, and it would appear that it's reality enough for there to be a possible strike April 1st, 2021. Resident doctors are choosing to go off on an actual indefinite break until the government chooses to be responsible towards them. Yeah, and meet their demands. 0700-993-993-993. My name is Joyce. It's a litany of requests, but yeah, let me speak to Mr. Sam before I go right back to that. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Joyce.
We're happy to have you here. Mr. Sam, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Well, as it stands now, it will be difficult for me to draw conclusions because we only hear one side of the story. We need to hear both sides so that we draw conclusions. The doctor that spoke, he didn't tell us the downfall of the salary. But he says they're owing 20 months. He makes us believe they're owing doctors 20 months salary. It is not 20 months salary. It is part of the salary which have been agreed to upgraded. So I want you to also...
I lost you. Well, you were making a point, but then I lost you. Sorry about that. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Joy. My name is Olumu Iwa. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Thank you very much for calling.
First and foremost, I don't know what the last fellow was saying by saying he wants to hear the other story of the killing of Lincoln. I went on in this country. There was a glass fell and shattered my leg. I went to Nigeria Hospital. Just ordinary test. The same doctor directed me to one of his laboratories. He said, go to these particular places and do whatever. And when I got there, I got to know that it was even the same doctor that owns that place. When I come back, you know what they give me? Fensic and Panadol and some other nonsensical thing. The man I said, go to the health center at, where is this place, Obalinde side. On getting to Obalinde, I saw more than at least, let's say, 10,000 Nigerians.
At a
hospital?
Abandoned
them. Yes. This, I don't know the hospital. Maybe You know the place, Oba Linde. Okay. I hardly go to hospitals. Okay. It's not because of the problem.
Yeah.
They have to direct me from that place to Abeokuta again. The same Nigeria hospital. On getting to that place, still nonsense. Nonsense. Why? What I mean by nonsense? Something that the Nigeria hospital is supposed to attend to you, they will still direct you to the private hospital. So what is the point I'm making? Those that are ruling Nigeria, in fact, that name Nigeria was set up for Nigeria to fail. And those that we are calling our leaders, they have no business in the leadership.
Wow.
Do you know why I hardly call these days? Because we have people that are calling themselves our leader. They don't know how to rule this country, and they don't want anybody to speak against them, and they don't want to do the right thing. So until we have a changes, and they don't want these changes, all the Nigeria sector is zero, zero, and zero.
Sometimes the way y'all hang up on me, you would think I was the problem. 43 minutes past 1 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. This is so important. I don't know whether you get it. Hello. Good afternoon to you. You're on the sunny side. And by the way, look, if you're a medical practitioner, I would love for you to call me and give us like an insider's point of view as to this arrears, this thing, this debt owed. Yeah, I think I want to understand it from an insider's perspective. I mean, it's one thing to call a guest and then the guest gives us their perspective. I want you to give us, yeah, your insider's perspective. I want to know this. So first of all, I think we're clear on this COVID-19 inducement allowance that was only paid for 3 months. And after that, the government wanted to review it, saying that they had no money to pay workers. And then one of their demands is the payment of salary shortfalls of 2014, 15, 16 to members in all federal institutions, including state-owned institutions, as earlier agreed. The sunny side. Oh, yeah. Nigeria Info. And yes, maybe I should share with you all their demands. Welcome to the show. We're hoping to have more doctors speak on this. I think we'd like to hear your view. Don from Savoy is here. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Don Luque from Savoy.
Go ahead, please. Enjoy. Good afternoon.
All right. For all I know, this set of people have been neglected. I mean, the doctors in this country. It looks as if their services are no more needed. No more needed in this country where we are. That is why so many of them are running abroad, showcasing their professionalism abroad, and if they're doing too well abroad. If going for embarking on strike, we give them what they want. Let them go. I highly support them. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Have you considered the patients, though? You know, like patients at the hospitals who might have an emergency and need doctors to, you know, cater to them. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon. John from Liberty Link.
Welcome, John. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if you ask me, Joyce, I will tell the doctors not to go to strike.
Oh, hello? Yeah. Why?
Because there's no need to strike. There's no need of going to. They can keep on working without being paid. I think they are doing service to humanity.
Ah.
In the sense that we are in Nigeria.
Okay.
The House of Assembly and the Senators, they are not being old, so they can keep on working.
Oh, okay. Beautiful, then. Thank you very, very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. How are you doing? Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. How are you?
This is Emmanuel, and I'm doing good.
Thank you very much.
I also have two experiences. One experience is that when my elder sister wanted to do surgery, when she wanted to deliver, they had to call a doctor. She went to a private hospital at Mission. They have to call a doctor at Idiaraba that came from Idiaraba to come and do the operation in the private energy sector. So all these doctors, they also have their own blame a little. I'll just blame them 20% due to insecurity of the government. So these doctors, they also have their own. They go to private places and do well and neglect the people in the public place.
Oh, you think the ones who have private running hospitals are neglecting those who come to the government facility?
Their colleagues, they don't have some. They don't have built the hospital themselves. They don't have just colleagues who wants private hospital who doesn't have any doctor.
they don't have any standby hospital, they'll just build the hospital, then they'll have connection with
I think your sister wanted to see a specialist. That was certainly the reason.
No. She went for a serious emergency. She wanted to deliver. So they take her, so they have to call emergency. So the doctor, the hospital, did not, maybe the man owns the hospital, I don't know. So that's just one thing. Another thing is that I have my cousin. She finished as an nutritionist. She started everything. She wanted to join the public public right. work,
yeah.
public government. So they she was from a little state. They asked her to go and bring one politician, one this, one that. She could not. They could not employ her. Since 2014, they could not employ her at all. Until now, I employed her just late last year.
As a doctor?
She started bringing somebody, bringing this before they could employ her here in Lagos State.
A doctor or a nurse?
A doctor, yes, a doctor.
Oh.
A big doctor. So they could not give her. They said we should go and bring her one more person.
Oh, really?
One politicians. I'm telling you, I'm not lying at all. Go see me. I'm telling you, before God and mine.
Oh, politics. So now, there's politics inside there.
Yeah, there's politics. I don't know why this government has just doing this work.
Wow.
The drugs, they would divert drugs. Any drug that is meant for this thing, they would divert it. They say, CC from above is free. So they cannot buy anything.
They're diverting drugs? Medication?
Yeah, they divert it. The when we go to the general hospital to give a move for children, they don't say please donate this. So if you have the donation for glove or donation for this, the women there, they start one and start they're donating for 100 naira, 20 naira for them to go and buy glove, buy this. All these things they are diverting is government is doing. It may not be the doctor, but just people in charge of all these offices. When I have to go for my NTN in Kenya, 2011, they gave me an appointment, almost like 3 months. Come in 3 months time for just a small issue.
All right.
3 months time for just an appointment. So it's obvious. You just have people queuing up. At the end of the day, I just do an SK. I just forget it.
All right.
So government should do something about it, and the doctor also should just try and do something about it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate your contribution.
Exotic cars. They have pharmacy. They have everything. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello and good afternoon to you. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Welcome. What's your name? The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Bola.
Welcome, Bola. We're happy to have you.
Yeah. Okay. The issue of the doctors, I think we need to be sincere to ourselves. The government is not being sincere. The government is not proactive. The government is neglecting our doctors. They are looking down on them.
Do you support the strike? You know, it's a very tricky question,
100%, actually. 100%. Please. That's what I'm saying. 100%, but this time around, let it be a total lockdown.
Oh.
Yes. Let it be a total lockdown, please. You can't eat your cake and have it. It's not done. Let it be a total. You see, there are cases where doctors have been kidnapped. They are come in the line of their duties. There are cases where doctors have died in the line of their duties. There are cases where so many hazards. You know, I'm not a medical doctor. I passed through a federal university, a Modibolo university, and I saw some of my friends who were reading medicine then, who will be running up and down. They will be reading and reading as if they were going to die. And now they are not a medical doctor. They couldn't find a job. Now they have a job. They are not well paid. Now they are paid. They are not well paid. They are not well remunerated. What is the problem? Now, federal government is doing a railroad, borrowed money to do a railroad from a railway from Nigeria to Niger. And our doctors are not paid. They are not well remunerated. What is the problem with this country? Let them go on strike, oh.
Okay.
Let them go on strike. If our government could be borrowing and borrowing money to do nonsense job,
nonsense. We have money from Abacha loot. Where is the money? We have money from Abacha loot. We have money coming in every day to Nigeria from crude oil, whatever. What is happening to us? Why are government not behaving like this? Why are they neglecting our doctors? Let them go on strike.
All right.
And the total support of the strike, if government could be paying an ordinary counselor 350,000 naira, please confirm. The ordinary counselor, a local government counselor, is being paid over 300,000, 350,000 naira.
That's fair.
What are they doing?
All right.
For goodness sake. We heard that a federal legislator has been paid $28 million, allegedly.
Please, well, allegedly, exactly. Thank you. I was about to correct that.
Allegedly. And they said senators are paid $35 million monthly, allegedly.
Well, sounds exaggerated.
Come out to say no.
Okay.
They are not telling us it's not true, it's not true. How much are they taking? They refuse.
All right.
They are not ready to pay our doctors.
All right.
Let them go on strike.
All right.
They should make the strike total this time around. No going back, no retreat, no surrender. Thank you.
Oh, wow. What about the patients? Can patients actually call and maybe have like a different point of view? Because that certainly might just help the situation if you're a patient and 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Well, we're hoping to connect with someone in a minute. This is supposed to be like a live appearance. So while that's happening, I'm going to... Hold on a second, Lagos, Nigeria. Look, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.